The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Positive news from European Green Transition this morning. Joining us to talk about it is Aidan Lavelle. Aidan, I see this morning that European Green Transition have started its drill program at the Olisar and Rare Earths project. Could you tell us more about this?
Thank you, Alistair. Yes, we're excited to have the rig on site now and mobilised over the weekend and has set up on the first drill pad at the Jupidal prospect. We're targeting a total of 1,500 metres in this programme. It's a relatively low-cost programme, and it's aimed at testing the Jupidal prospect and the Olisarum West prospect within the Olisarum project.
What are the key targets for this low-cost programme, and why have they been selected? Are they supported by previous results?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of field work over the past few months, mapping and sampling, including channel sampling and ground magnetic surveys. So these targets are based really on all of that work. And we are targeting outcropping mineralization or the historic iron dumps at all of these drill targets. So we're planning to drill about 7 holes at the Jupidal prospect, again, targeting outcropping mineralization. With up to 3 meters at 1.5% in channel samples, and also a meter at 2.2%. And then we have a range of high-grade float samples around historic dumps, ranging from 4% up to a maximum of 20.45% total rare earth oxides. So that's where the first drill hole will be. That's targeting those historic dumps, which have never been drill tested. And we're also testing our new exploration model. We've been mapping the structures. We can see the dips of those from mapping. And so these drill holes are aimed at testing those. I will drill around 7 holes at Jupidal and then move up to Olisarum West, where we will also drill 2 holes there.
Exciting stuff. So the announcement highlights the importance of showing district scale potential for the project. How important is this for monetizing it in the future?
Yeah, it's quite important to show a larger scale and larger potential for the project. So the district scale is what we can see from our mapping and sampling. We can now see a kilometer long trend at Jupidal, which has not been drill tested. So this drilling is really to validate the exploration model and show that district scale potential. And also the Olisarum West zone is about 300 meters northwest of the historic resource. So by drill testing that and showing that there's mineralization there, we will show that there's much bigger potential for the Olisarum project. And that's what any incoming partner or other industry player would like to see when they take on a project like Olisarum. It is our aim to bring in a partner and to monetize the asset for EGT. So this work is aimed at moving us along that route to monetizing the asset.
Well, we'll be watching the results with interest and we wish you all the best with the program. Aidan Lavelle, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.